All right, welcome everyone. Why can't I see my camera? That's why. Okay, well, we're here. Hamble, Samara, and I, we're in person again. Let me translate. The Dungeon Master, the Dolly P, and Patriot, all recording with one microphone. Duke has just sat back down with an orange bag. Unknown orange bag. Flaming
oranges. I'll be back.
Alright, Eric is doing whatever the fuck.
Big bag.
Sorry about last week. It's because I had cancer last week. But I'm free. I'm good now.
Did a witch do it?
You can go hand it to me, actually. You deserve that. Campbell just pointed out the fact that my cup is 1 centimeter away from the coaster. It's a plastic fucking cup. It won't stain shit. There's no condensation on this fucking thing.
It cups
up.
And also, if you like.
It cups.
No one expects Spanish condensation.
I love how the only thing you could hear from her was it cups.
You're the one that got Hello Kitty themed fucking coasters, Gavin.
I have Hello Kitty themed cup coasters.
Awesome. This is the biggest fucking bag of Cheetos, hot Cheetos I've ever seen.
You are speaking to me this way because you have liquid courage.
I have fun. It's all liquid courage.
Her blood is 90% wine at the moment. They took her blood.
Unfortunate.
Why? They took your blood.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
The joke is that the wine has replaced.
Right, well, I'm Jordan, and I play. I play.
I play Gortbeer.
Not that. I play Keith.
You play Geith.
Yeah, Geith. Geith the Gerald Gunky.
Campbell, would you like to do your introduction now?
Hi, I'm Campbell. I play Patriot.
He doesn't play Patriot.
No, I don't. I play Salazar.
No, he plays Patriot. Who are you?
Samara. I play Dolly.
Come on, use a little bit more volume.
I heard her fine.
I think I'm fine.
Okay. We'll pick it up in post. Jordan? Did your introduction. Duke?
I play Thalwin.
Okay. A good one, please.
Eric,
your floor is a mess, dude.
Eric, who are you?
I don't even
sleep in here anymore.
I actually scared me a bit. I looked in the camera. I see Ghostface behind me. Who's Campbell with a mask? Oh yeah, Eric.
Eric Gummy. Eric Gummy, make slurping noise.
What the fuck is slurp?
Hey, Pink and Squishy. Let's
similar to screaming.
Pink and Squish. Pink and Squish made me.
Let's play the game. Okay, so when we last left off, what happened was you guys commandeered a jeep from the... No, I'm doing a recap first. So, when we last left off, you commandeered a jeep from the soldiers that were patrolling around the carpet toy box area. You had just escaped the carpet, and you found out that Michael, your dearly beloved friend and party member of several years, was actually, a carpet sprite. And he was taking the form of a Lego man with a very funny hat.
What's up?
Okay, we're gonna play the game now. You wanna be the gong?
No.
Okay, Campbell. It's gonna peak if you do anything weird.
Gong.
That was pathetic.
Okay.
It cut off. You can cut off a quarter of the way in.
You can do a better one.
No, I don't feel like it.
Do a better one.
No.
Since you want to talk shit. You want to talk shit, do a better one.
You can't make me. You can't make me.
Eric, do a better one.
Wrong.
Okay, that was a proper gong, Eric.
Thank you.
All right.
Told me not to peek the mic.
Right. Well, because Eric's mic is shitty anyway. You can lead off actually, because it's your people's Jeep that was just taken.
Oh, I guess I'm the only one that knows how to drive it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember where we're going.
Where you guys were trying to leave the bedroom, I believe.
Oh yeah. Fuck, give me a second here. Okay. Where are we going? Like, in particular, we're going into unknown territory, and this is a horrible idea.
Forward, I guess.
Real helpful.
Forward, I guess. All right. Gummy, I imagine you really want to drive the car, but everybody's kind of been like, no, because you don't have legs or arms.
I can make legs and arms.
Are you still Pink Soldier?
I'm still Pink Soldier.
All right, group vote. Group vote. Who wants Gummy to drive the car?
I want to drive the car.
Just don't crash it, okay?
I'll let Gummy drive. I'll vote for Gummy.
Yay!
All right. So, Gummy, you sit behind the Jeep wheel.
I'll be sitting shotgun to try and mitigate.
I mean, damage. Keep in mind, I have never
it's a Jeep.
Even seen a vehicle before.
Gummy, what do you do?
I just press the first button I see.
Okay. The windshield
You turn on the windshield wipers.
Okay. Can I teach him?
Does Saren know how to drive a car?
I feel like they've at least like seen it because
that's fair, yeah.
Okay. So you press down on that thing. Don't do it yet. Okay.
Okay, you're in park. The engine revs real loud.
I'm still full throttle.
What next?
Okay.
Engine is roaring.
Press off a bit. Just a tiny bit. As in a lot of it.
I'd press off a tiny bit.
Okay. You take that little stick in the middle, right?
Okay.
Pull it forwards. Which is the opposite of pulling. Push it forwards.
I push it forwards.
All right, what do you push forward?
The stick.
Oh, okay. You put it into neutral, and you start rolling a bit.
Okay, again. Do it again.
Oh.
All right, it's in reverse. You start going backwards now.
Okay, and then you do it again.
Okay, now it's in drive.
God damn it.
And then, so you the
I'm full
the spinny
throttle,
thing.
No hands on the wheel.
Yeah, put your hands next? On. Put your hands on the middle on this on the wheel.
I put my hands on the wheel.
Okay.
What next?
If you spin it left, we go left. If you spin it right, we go right.
90 degrees left.
Okay. All right, you're doing donuts now.
We would instantly flip over in a Jeep.
He's driving a Jeep, Gavin.
That's fair. Yeah. All right. Whee! Roll to see. Oh, roll dexterity, everybody.
Saving throw?
Yeah.
This is gonna be rough. Are you gonna
sit down or? Mm-hmm. This is rough.
This is really bad.
Yeah, dex saving throw.
What is going on?
Bam.
You got a 21?
Thank God, 19.
Alright, anybody with lower than a 17, the car flips and you flip over with it. Anybody that got above a 17, you land safely on the ground, and you are unharmed.
Do we have to roll a constitution save? Whoever
rolled with the car, take 3 damage and you're trapped under the Jeep. What did you name your dog?
Eric, what did we name the dog?
What?
What did we name my dog?
Arl.
No, it was like, it was one of the names of like...
It was a robot something.
Yeah. But I like Carl
it was
more.
The, like, I think it was a Puma from Transformers.
No, that's what it was, but it was named So it had the same name as one of Eric's dogs.
Oh, Scrappy.
Scrappy.
I guess me and Scrappy just jump up. It's fine.
Yeah. Right. Dolly, Patriot, and Scrappy, they land fine. Everybody else, you take 3 damage.
Yeah, I just turn to Saren. What next?
You're upside down. You're hanging from the seatbelts.
I turn back into a gummy glob and I slip out.
I'm going to assume Saren was just knocked out because they slammed their head against the dashboard.
No, it hurt, though.
It hurt, okay.
Anyways, can I turn into my little gum wad and slip out? Or I try to?
Never called that.
You flop to the roof. Or to the floor, I guess, because the car is open. It's upside down, yeah.
I'd like to unbuckle my seatbelt.
Alright, Gummy, how strong are you? How strong is everybody?
I
could catapult a living creature very far.
Okay. How good is your Jeep flipping ability?
Not great.
I'm 17 strong.
Everybody get out, roll a strength check. I guess
flipping spells.
You wouldn't need everybody. Who all is flipping this
what
Jeep?
What the fuck was that?
The fuck was that? I saw it!
The camera just does that on...
Why?
I don't know, the Apple.
Nobody made a hand gesture.
You do
Motherfucker, it didn't work.
You do it.
I didn't make a thumbs up, though.
I don't know.
Okay, fuck.
Hey, I'm rolling.
Steve Jobs.
Why can't we all just flip it together? I feel like that's gonna be
easy. Alright, everybody roll. Everybody just. We're gonna do one roll with advantage.
Everybody roll?
Jordan, you're a monk, right?
Nope, I'm a monkey.
Berserker.
Berserker, yeah. Wouldn't you have the highest?
I think so.
Alright, Jordan, do one roll with advantage for strength.
I got the same roll twice.
God damn it. What was the number?
12.
Fuck. Okay, the Jeep doesn't flip.
You all do this.
God damn it. The orb wasn't on.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Ain't got no gas in the orb. Is the orb dead?
Yeah, I forgot to charge it.
Oh god damn it. This is a terrible day. Why the fuck? Tell me, Campbell, right now why repair would do anything to the knocked over Jeep.
Why can't we have a better roll if we all do teamwork?
Okay, does somebody else want to roll?
It's not me.
Come on, Dolly.
Get back.
What the fuck? It did it again!
I don't get it.
Okay, for the podcast audience, which there are none of, we're all playing with face cam, and for some reason my camera will just randomly do a thumbs up emoji, and we don't know where the fuck it comes from or why, and when trying to do a thumbs up to prompt it, nothing happens.
Yeah. It's a ghost.
Dolly.
It's a ghost.
You guys are haunted.
Okay. Is it because of my? Is it because I'm holding it like this?
This the whole time and it's giving me nothing.
I don't know, man.
Hey, wait. I want to cast reduce on it.
Okay, you're gonna make the Jeep smaller. You don't usually use a spell slot or anything for that, right?
No, I do.
Okay.
It is now reduced.
All right. What's how small is it now?
I think it's like. Half the size, yeah.
Half, okay.
Can I give Jordan
in all dimensions, though, so that's like...
Half the size and I think an eighth of the weight.
Okay. Wow, beautiful.
Okay.
What's an eighth of, like, up there? 3 little tons?
Now, I'm gonna rage.
Okay.
I don't think you need a rage. It's not that big,
no.
Bro.
You got really angry that it got tiny.
I got really angry that I couldn't pick it up the first time.
Jordan, roll. Add an extra D4 to your roll.
Okay. Am I still rolling with advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, then 17 plus a d4.
Did he
add
you a
no,
two?
He adds it.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he give you a two?
What is your
holy
number?
Shit.
I don't know.
How long does it take to roll a d4? It's four numbers.
It's one number.
Gamble?
What if I just rolled the d4 in my head?
Have you rolled
told
it?
You, and told you the outcome.
You fucking roll it!
You told me that he was gonna roll it!
No, motherfucker! I told Campbell that he was gonna roll it! He is you!
Shit, hold on. I don't know how to pull up a die on this website.
I know.
Okay, just three. Three, it's a three. 17, 18, 19, 20. Dirty 20.
You're a dirty 20.
Yeah, that fucking does it. God damn. You flip over the reduced Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
I unreduce it now.
Okay, now it's big. It's good now.
Drive it this time. Someone who actually knows how to drive it.
All in favor.
I can't drive anymore.
Okay.
I know how to drive. I'm not very good at it. I know how.
Okay, I say Patriot does it. And you guys all look at this weird ladybug that just walked by and said that. You don't know why. He walks away, though.
Who is this guy?
Getting into my conversation with my friends.
Hey, fuck you, princess.
What the hell?
Ah! Thumbs up.
What the fuck? You did it!
Wait, turn back on here again.
Why does it do it when...
Yeah, whenever you look at her.
What? Okay. It only does. It doesn't do it when I face
no,
level.
I think the code phrase "fuck you, princess" did it. Yeah.
Fuck you, princess.
That's thumbs up worthy.
All right, the ladybug ghost that turns on my camera. I'm not gonna fucking turn, Campbell.
No, I'm trying to see if it'll do it again.
Kill yourself. All right, the ladybug walks away, and I guess Patriot's driving now. Who's in Shuckin'?
I guess I'll do it again.
Why?
Because there's not enough seats, you said.
I don't think there'd be a gunner. There would be enough seats.
Okay.
But sometimes have a turret.
Yeah, okay, well this one doesn't.
I could just like sit in the trunk or something.
I offered to sit in the trunk. Gummy, you said, why would you sit in the trunk?
Gummy's on Dolly's lap.
What?
I'm a little gum.
He is a little gum, you're right, I forgot.
Gummy dog.
A little gummy dog. Wait, is gummy like dog shaped talking to the actual dog now?
No.
Okay.
I could grow like two limbs and look weird.
You can be like, already got that second.
Oh god, that's terrifying. Alright.
I could be like what's that one Pokemon that's rock and just arms?
Geodude?
Yeah.
No, don't be Geogum.
Begum. Gum dude.
Gum dude.
Alright, fellas. Alright, you are now off. When you stopped playing, you were driving out the door. And... Huh?
Is that where we're headed?
You were headed to the next house over, I believe, was the goal.
That's quite a bit. That would be at least two sessions.
Well, yeah, for the start, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so... You're now embarking on this quest, and you pass out through the door, and it is then that you hear giant booming footsteps.
Oh no, what we last left off, he was waking up. Hmm.
What?
And one of you, who's sitting in the back of this Jeep?
Dolly, everybody Ethan. But Patriot and Saren.
Alright, so Gummy and Dolly, you look back through the crack in the door and you see that the human has gotten out of bed.
Are they like slow-mo? Like every single thing?
Yeah, everyone does it.
Gummy, I think you should sound the alarm.
What? Yeah, does Gummy have a klaxon?
No, I just think you should.
I just screamed into everybody's brain.
That's nice.
No,
everybody's brain got screamed.
Oh, yeah, telepathy scream.
Yeah.
He plays the 1996 horror masterpiece Scream in all your heads.
The whole thing.
And the whole movie.
Seconds.
Okay, you can turn that off, Campbell. That's obnoxious.
You're obnoxious.
I'm taking mine.
Alright, so you now all start freaking the fuck out because you all heard a scream in your brain without any context.
Saren doesn't scream out loud. Or yet scared.
Probably. Yeah, Saren knows that that's my cue for something's wrong.
Okay, so you know something's wrong, but you don't know what.
Yeah.
Alright, well, you see... I imagine that inspires you to look back, and you see the giant human is now walking around in the room.
Yo, we should go a little faster. Just, like, put your foot down a little more.
Must go faster. Let's go.
I hate you.
All right, so... You are now flooring this fucking Jeep, Patriot. You're banking around this turn, and you come across your next problem, and that is that you've reached the top of a staircase.
Damn it!
Don't do it. I feel like we will take some damage.
What's it gonna? Oh shit!
Is the giant still in the room?
Yeah, he's walking around the room, and you hear the footsteps getting louder and closer.
Okay, can I quickly check to see if there's any equipment in the Jeep?
Yeah. So you see, well, the Jeep is open top, so there's no roof to it, so you don't have any roll protection. No, you don't, because it's a fucking Jeep. Campbell, yes, it's a military Jeep. Okay. There's nothing in the trunk that would be of use. There would be, like, a spare tire, probably. But that, I don't see how that would help you in the situation of...
Hold on, let me check my inventory.
I was thinking, like, a parachute or maybe, like, climbing supplies or even a...
Are we... we're trying to get down the staircase?
Ooh, yeah. Wait, who can throw people?
Me. That wouldn't help. That would that
they take damage from being thrown.
You will get sent out straight in the air 90 feet above the staircase.
Okay. Saren can fly. So Saren,
I can fly. I'm
Saren's
fine here.
Chilling right the fuck, like just chilling right now.
I could probably toss Gummy down there and you'd be fine too.
Fly or something?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I mean I definitely could. I just don't.
Do you have fairy dust?
No, that's fucking racist.
Okay, fuck, man.
Is the ladybug in the car now?
Wait, what?
Alright.
I thought he was asking that in character.
Yeah, no. There are no supplies in the car that would help you. There is a spare tire. I don't see what that would do for you in this situation.
Fortnite jump tire.
Yep.
No.
Fortnite jump tire.
Not Fortnite jump tire. Do what?
Yeah, let's just drive off.
Okay. Patriot?
No! That's a horrible idea.
Okay.
I don't see what the
How
big issue
How big are
is.
These steps in human feet?
Big.
Yep.
They're average. They're average human stairs, but they're big for you guys.
Okay.
How does distance spells work in this... We're doing fake feet, right?
Huh?
Like little tiny feet?
Little tiny feet, yeah.
Because I have Misty Step, and if I could go 30 feet real life, that
no,
would be good.
No, I'm saying no. You could go 30 gummy feet.
How many 30 gummy feet would that get me? Like,
down? That would get you down like two steps. Step or two. That's amazing.
If only I did not change my race and I was still a Hidozi.
Transracial.
Gummy.
Nice.
What did you change your race to, George?
Bugbear.
Yeah.
Ah, screw it. Gummy's gonna stretch arm and touch gas and floor it.
Okay, fuck.
Patriot's a bitch.
Alright, Eric, I'm going to need one of your famous nat 20s.
Uh-oh.
I swear to fucking God. Let me explain.
Uh-oh. Let me explain real quick. So, Eric is famous for his nat 20s. He once rolled to attack lightning and got a nat 20. He once rolled to make the ocean blind and got a nat 20. Blind and deaf.
Punch it.
And then he punched the ocean. He punched the ocean.
I did punch the ocean.
All right. Okay. Fuck. Luck? I don't know.
D20, just a flat 20.
Just a flat 20.
Can I give him guidance?
Do you have bardic inspiration? Do you actually?
That wouldn't help, I don't think.
Right?
It'll help a little bit.
Put it on my thing.
Need a nat 20.
Can I use the help action?
Yes.
So can I give him bardic inspiration?
Yes, yes. Everybody give him everything.
What is this?
Alright, Eric, you have bardic inspiration. What does guidance do?
D4.
Alright, Jordan, what's your thing?
Hold on, let me check. I actually don't know the rules behind this.
Okay, so I roll a D20, a D4.
Okay.
And a bardic inspiration, too.
If I use help, that's my action, and it makes them have advantage on the next ability check they make.
I'm an ability check, though.
You get two extra d4s on top of your roll.
I get two d4s and a d20?
Yes. No.
And I have advantage on that d20?
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
It is a lot. It's funny.
We're going to need it.
But doesn't he need a nat 20, you said?
That's also what I heard. Or do I just need a good roll? I don't know what's going on.
I'm changing the rule because you have a shit ton of buffs now. I'm the DM, so I don't care.
So what, does he need like 25 and above or something?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, fucker. Okay, I'm rolling the D4s first.
Okay.
Good roll on one, bad roll on the other. I got a 5.
Alright.
Yeah, I got a plus 5. First D20. Okay, that's a 15. Next D20. Not 15, but 15 total. And then 19?
19 total?
19 total?
I'm sorry, my friend. That's not going to be enough. You make it down about 6 of the stairs. You're almost all the way down. And then the Jeep comes crashing to the ground. And all of you tumble out and take 6 damage.
I've taken a lot of damage.
What level are you guys?
6.
All right. I'm going to change it to 10, actually, because you're pretty tough, guys.
10 damage? Okay. That's 4 more. All right.
We're taking 10 damage instead?
Yeah. So.
Great. From 49 to 30 damage.
No. Okay. Well, now you okay? Dolly just took a shit ton of damage. Dolly dead. Dolly dies.
Wait, actually? No.
I'm being funny. Yes, you can put it back. Dolly took double the damage. She took 20 damage. No, I was. I'm on her sheet. She took 20 instead. Oh.
It was an accident.
She's figuring out the app. All right. So now all you guys are tumbled out. A wheel broke off the Jeep. Everything is fucked. And there's a little fire starting on the Jeep.
I use repair or mending.
Okay. Maybe. The Jeep is on fire, though.
Never mind. Mending won't work, but I can probably repair it. Let me see what... Let me see what repair does real fast. Oh shit, where the fuck is it? Come on, you. I'm sorry.
Gummy, you're flopped out. You got some like glass shards in you now.
Ooh, yummy.
Okay.
Oh, I was wrong. Repair is only for Steel Defender.
Okay. There's 4 steps left.
Alright. Well,
I got us most of the way.
Yeah, we got a head start.
All right. Everybody, what's the next step here? Saren, do you have any advice to offer?
Grow wings.
Oh, wait, I have an idea. Can Gummy, like, survive dropping down one step without taking damage?
Probably. He's pink and squishy.
And can the rest of us?
He's also a guy.
Maybe not.
Okay, so what if we all just land on Gummy one at a time? Like a little cushion?
Something would have to happen to make Gummy larger. If only we had something that could do that.
If only we had a spell that could do that.
That's real unfortunate.
If only.
I would become the size of 4 chewed up gum.
That's true. And you would weigh a lot of chewed up gum.
You can cast your wounds on yourself if you want to.
Thank you.
Alright, Patriot casted Cure Wounds. On himself.
By 6 points.
Fuck everybody else, though, apparently.
Okay, what HP are you guys at? I did make a promise.
Out 25. Of 39.
46.
25 out of.
38. What is your max hit points, he's asking?
29. And you're at 28. Duke, what are you at?
25.
Out of?
38.
And Jordan?
46 out of 61.
Jesus fuck! What the fuck? It did it again!
Eric, how you doing?
I don't need it.
Okay. Then, oh, I can do it. If Eric doesn't want it, then screw it. I can give it to each one of you. Okay, here's, Dolly, you healed 7. Duke, you also heal 7. And Jordan heals... Oh, wow. Jordan heals 10.
Awesome.
I didn't need that health, by the way. What'd I can fly.
I casted Cure Wounds.
Okay.
I'm now out of everything except for cantrips.
Still, like, hot on our trail, because if we really need to hurt, I'm willing to...
Yeah, so you look up and you see that the human has now stepped onto the first step and is very slowly making their way to the second.
What's the chances that if we don't move, like, they won't, like, care?
What it... It might step on the jeep and slip and break their neck. And yeah, then we can pickpocket them.
Human could die. I don't know. I imagine...
It's the thing of the world, Gavin. Yeah, that's world.
Gavin!
I imagine Patriot kind of cares.
Gavin?
Yes?
What? Okay. What do you say about me using hold person? Because it doesn't specify a size. It just says humanoid.
Okay.
It just says humanoid.
You can't get mad at me for what I will do with this if you cast it.
Uh-oh.
I feel like it's going to hold their toe and they're going to slip and get mad
you
at
can't... me. Eric, are you choosing to do hold person?
There.
Yes, you are.
I haven't said words yet.
Okay.
I can decide to freeze two people. I choose to decide to freeze two people. If I could, if that makes any difference, if I freeze the same guy twice.
I'm going to say you can't do that.
I would assume so. Anyways, fuck it. I'll wait. Right. If he gets, like, on, like, a step behind us, then I will use hold person.
Okay.
But until we
He's
figure
on the
out...
second, making his way to the third.
Okay, until we figure out a thing that we're going to do...
Well, I said my idea is we all just start jumping on you as you go down the steps, but, I mean...
I can schlup on down.
I can make him big. I'll sacrifice some of my power to make him a little bigger.
Alright, Gummy. You're a big guy now.
Big. How big am I?
You're. I don't know. However bigger this
double.
Double.
You're double gummy.
So I'm about the, like, I'm like big old gum, like height of a small guy, a toy.
Yeah. Well,
the fuck that means? Yeah, sure.
Because I was like half the height of, like, I would say everyone here.
You're about on par now.
Cool. I just jump on down. I jump on down to the next step.
All right. And I imagine you guys are all going to take turns jumping on Gummy. All right, Dolly's first, probably.
Okay.
Saren definitely doesn't.
Dolly.
Yeah. Can fly.
Dolly does a sick ass flip and lands on Gummy.
Debatable.
Okay, I don't think. Okay.
You make like a cool. You have a cool catchphrase or anything?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Gummy.
That's a really fucking cool catchphrase.
I just make a hand and it's just a thumbs up.
A gums up.
Since Scrappy is a cat, you think he'd be able to just like kind of maneuver easily down?
Yeah. I would imagine he wouldn't take fall damage.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So you wouldn't have to like jump on Gummy or whatever.
No.
All right, then I guess Scrappy will make his way down, and I'll try and jump on the Gummy.
All right. Why did you say try to?
Because
the emotional toll of jumping on Gummy.
Yeah, the emotional toll of jumping on the Gummy.
All right, let me ask this. Gummy, does it hurt when people jump on you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, it does hurt?
Yes.
Immensely?
No.
Okay. Make sure to scream in agony when Patriot lands on you.
And only him.
And only Patriot.
Only him.
All right.
Patriot.
It's only in Patriot's mind also.
Alright, Patriot jumps off and lands on you.
Wow. He screams
in your mind.
He screams so loud in your mind that his microphone peaks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Your mind microphone peaks.
He can stop.
Ha 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 ha.
Then fuck, I cast Eldritch Blast.
You should have like an angry, like a gruff. Rough, yeah.
Would mending work?
Big gruff guy. Because he was a famous boxer. Alright, anyway.
Would mending work on Gummy?
Why the fuck would mending work on a character?
Because Gummy isn't like...
Gummy is still a character.
Yeah, it's actually soul, kind of offensive know. That you would assume
it's
something
really
like
offensive.
That.
Eldritch God.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fuck,
I have
man.
A soul.
I mean, what species are you in stats?
Plasmoid.
American.
Plasmoid. That makes sense.
Keep Hernando.
And I was gained my soul by an ethereal being that I don't know about. My soul could be from a serial killer. You never know.
That would be really
Charles
cool.
Lee Ray.
Yep.
Yes.
Alright, I guess we're... Duke, you're not jumping on him, right?
No, I jump on you.
Seriously?
It doesn't hurt because Saren, they levitate like a second above.
No. A second is a fucking crazy amount of distance.
I imagine he weighs very much. I imagine his bones are like a bird so he can fly.
Well, there's still another living being jumping on you.
Yeah, you wouldn't like getting jumped on by an ostrich, would you?
You wouldn't download a car.
Wait, you wouldn't download a car.
Download a house. So are you jumping on me or what, Saren?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you take 10 more points of damage.
You take 50 points of damage.
No, you take 3 points of damage from being jumped on.
I also cast fucking Fireball on you.
No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't
happen. What happened to warrant all this
in real life, how do
you
do it? How many stairs did you say?
Yeah.
That was just one step out of 4 more. So yeah. you got three steps left.
How close is the human?
The human is getting rapidly closer. They are 1-2 steps above you.
I'm going to just fly down to the bottom.
All right,
yeah.
Saren's
fuck
gone.
Everyone else.
Would it take all damage to get down the stairs?
Yes. 5. purse there if you were to jump on
it. I'll say, Eric, you do act a lot more like bungee gum than regular gum.
Shut the fuck up! Links down the stairs.
Ask Gummy.
Gummy, can I hitch a ride on you when you slink down the stairs? No, no. Without being absorbed.
I'm going to say, if you want to do this, Gummy would absorb you.
Can I get out?
I would do it.
Maybe.
If I let you. It would be like a grapple. It would be like a grapple, I imagine, if I try to absorb a person.
Not being absorbed by a sentient wad of...
All right, Gummy, are you letting this happen?
Yeah.
All right, Gummy absorbs you.
I'm open to new experiences.
All right. Yes. All right. You are absorbed, and you slurp down the rest of the stairs.
How do I feel about this?
Hey, somebody just left me in peace.
What's the emotional toll of this on you? No, not you. Fuck you.
Damn.
Who are we talking to?
You.
Pet.
Keith?
What's going on?
Gummy, what's the emotional toll on you?
How does it feel to have a person inside of me? Because like
I don't
used to having
I wouldn't know.
I'm used to having objects inside of me.
I don't know what the sensation would be like.
Why? I hate both of you.
Why did you put this language into the air?
Worming
and double.
Oh, this episode's gonna get
perfectly still if you were encased in gum.
I need more wine. Alright. Alright, you are now down. You've crossed all of the stairs. The human is now only one step away from Patriot and Keith.
Keith is jumping down.
You're jumping down?
Well, isn't Gummy still down there?
No, Gummy left you guys. Gummy fucking flew down all the stairs.
Oh, shit. So we're like a step above everyone else, too.
Yeah.
My choice was going to be to cast Hold Person.
Yeah, I feel like casting Hold Person wouldn't do too much good.
I really want to do it, though.
Okay.
I can tell.
I mean, the human...
You still can. Yeah.
Okay, I get one additional target, so I'm gonna do a Hold Person.
You abandoned us.
Do what?
I'm gonna do Hold Person on the human and on Patriot, because it's funny.
On Patriot too?
Yeah, because I get an additional target, might as well make use of it.
Alright, Patriot, you are grabbed. Gummy, I imagine, lets out Dolly and slinks back up the stairs.
Well, no, it's not a physical, it's a magical Hold Person. It just freezes them magically in place.
Well, that doesn't do anything to the human.
What? This is why I asked you.
I told you it would have to be a physical, and you wouldn't like the outcome.
You never said anything about that.
Because it is a giant human person.
You never said anything about physical.
I assumed, because why would it not be physical for Hold Person?
Because I said cast Hold Person.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, you can hold Patriot, I guess.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't think that's a spell.
Yeah. Hold Patriot.
Hold Patriot?
Patriot, I think
he
just got us there falling
down. Patriot was, like, leaning over the edge and, like, slipped and casted Hold Person and he just fell down.
Because you're... No, they're hardwood stairs. No. Well, I mean, maybe you could.
You could try.
Have you tried before?
Okay,
about the same size as me.
Gavin, they have to succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Can it work if they fail?
Like a human would be far more wise than you.
Yeah,
I know.
The scale is not working in your favor.
But think about it. Do the roll, please.
Does not mean.
Okay.
Aren't humans supposed to be like celestial beings in this context?
I don't think you can hold a person like Godzilla.
I can hold a god, probably.
Humans are kaijus, okay.
Like the Greek titans.
What about the fucking Norse Titans, huh?
Okay, those are Jotuns. Dumb fuck.
Size isn't everything.
Kevin,
size matters, Duke.
Hey, no, it doesn't. Hey, shut up with Eric.
Please roll.
I'm working on it, fucker.
Okay.
No, right. You're not. That's not
can
your
everybody,
name.
Can everybody see the roll? Hold on. No, that was a 9.
No, we didn't see it.
Oh, everyone. Here, I fixed it. What am I ruling? Jesus Christ, sorry.
Wisdom.
Ooh, 7. Do you guys see it on the app, though?
No.
Nope. You got a 7?
I did get a 7.
Okay, well, that doesn't succeed.
Okay, well, I want Gummy, I want you guys to have fun, even though I already said it wouldn't work, but you guys were like, no, it works. Humble.
I didn't think it should work.
I would assume you'd give it, like, triple advantage or something.
Listen, fucker. I can't really D&D mechanics a human person.
Yes, you can.
Okay, then it just doesn't work, regardless of what I rolled.
Okay.
I agree.
On the app, or on the website. What's happening? You do grab Patriot, though.
Okay, well, Patriot can't move. Actually, Patriot has to roll a wisdom save.
Save or check?
I literally just said save.
He did.
Okay, well, in the meantime, while they're doing that, I'm going to rage and jump down.
Okay.
Awesome.
Do you have not fall damage when you rage?
When I rage, I take half bludgeoning damage, which is the type of damage you take when falling.
Okay. So, you take half of 5 per stare.
Okay.
It rounds up, so it's 3.
How many stairs?
It would, no.
It should be 3 stairs, I think, right?
It's 3 stairs. The human is now stepping on Patriot, because he's held.
He would fucking die.
Roll wisdom save.
I feel like he gets
saved. Yeah.
This is like the fucking the crushing thing.
11.
In Baldur's Gate 3.
He failed.
In like the Forge. That would insta kill him.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. I told you. The human was one step behind you, and now it's on you. You cast held on Patriot. So Patriot's held in place and is stepped on by the human and fucking dies.
Die.
So Patriot's fucking dead now.
Did that stall the human? Did it like hurt their foot?
Did it stall? I mean, it probably hurt a little bit.
The human probably is hurt and huh?
Yeah, you're
human.
I think that a human stepping on him is more than more than double his health. So I think that's an instant kill.
It's an instant kill.
I damage the human for
no. Yeah, no, you're dead. The human grabs their foot, looks up, or raises their foot to their eye level, and is freaking the fuck
crazy. That's fucking crazy. Holy shit!
Gymnast, what is it? On the stairs too.
He raises the foot.
I can do it while I'm laying down.
Shut up! Fucking goddamn it! It's like when you step on a Lego and you fucking shut the fuck up.
Their foot.
Shut up. The human is like, "Ow, fuck," and looks at their foot, and then
kid.
Because kids say fuck.
Teenager? What kind of teenager has
They're probably. I mean, if we're all
one whose childhood wasn't fucking ruined.
Well, they're saying fuck.
No, it's a kid. So. It's still a kid.
Well, they're saying fuck, so I feel like the child had to be ruined a little bit.
10. 10-year-olds say fuck.
10-year-olds say fuck for sure. They just say it like, fuck. Like, whisper it.
He says freak, dude. He says aw freak.
Gone too soon.
Oh, yeah.
That's entirely Gummy's fault, by the way. I want that. I want this on Gummy's conscience.
homeless.
Yeah.
I hope you realize that.
He doesn't really have a conscience. He did too much crack.
Scrappy is freaking the fuck out. He just saw his owner die. You still have control over Scrappy. I understand that, but you have control over that character still.
I think Scrappy would run back to the room, honestly.
Okay, well, it can't do that, because there are stairs.
Yeah, you can, like, do the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess, sure.
I mean, he's a big cat.
Yeah, that's fair. Alright, Scrappy's fucking peace out. Patriot's dead. The rest of you are freaking the fuck out. Keith, you're still on that step, so you just saw your friend get crushed right in front of you.
No, I jumped down.
Oh, sure, you did jump down. You did jump down.
No.
So you take... You take...
He's focused on what he stepped on.
You take 3 damage
he
per stair.
Busted out one of these faces.
What?
Okay.
Jordan, you're...
Okay. That works perfectly with the monkey arms, too.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright. He's got one arm up.
For everyone who doesn't know,
Campbell did a great...
Is, but
Campbell, it, it, Campbell, it, Campbell did a great... Yes. Somebody grab that, please.
I don't know how to screenshot.
Fuck! Okay, whatever.
Fucking
it's
hold
too late.
On, I can do it.
No, it's too late.
Okay, well, too late. You.
You ruined the magic.
I didn't ruin anything. You ruined your family's marriage.
So, Jesus.
Gummy, I think you just killed a man.
Alright, you're all at the bottom of the stairs. The human...
I'm still in Gummy? Where am I?
You're still in Gummy.
Damn it.
Alright,
I just screamed inside of your mind. You're inside of Gummy.
The human is now 2 steps above you. The rest of you. All of you are on the floor now.
So you know how stairs have that like cusp on them a lot of the time that like makes them wider.
You guys know those long carpets? I think they're called runners.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a table thing, but yeah.
Okay, well,
you're thinking of shag.
No, I'm talking about like a gigantic
like
a long thin carpet that goes down a hallway.
Runners are table runners. They go down the center of a table.
Okay, we can have floor. You can have floor runners. Fuck.
Yeah, Magnan has runners up her stairs.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, there's one of those in front of you. It's not long and shaggy like the one in the room, so there wouldn't be any carpet mites or carpet sprites.
I mean, there's not enough room for you to hide.
Yeah, there's not enough.
Is there like a pot? Like she has.
There's a potted plant next to you, and there's probably a mirror on the wall. But anyway, it's just it's a hallway holiday. Nope. Anyway, there's a hallway in front of you. Behind you, well, okay. So you've just come down the stairs. To the left of you is an open doorway to the kitchen. In front of you, a long hallway with a carpet. And to your right is like a big open house, really.
But we hide in the plant just until this person passes.
Can I stick myself to the bottom of a chair?
Oh, yeah.
So, Dolly, the only person that can hear Dolly is Gummy, I would imagine.
Can I, like, push a... Whatever.
Can you push a hand out?
I imagine Dolly, like... Oh, shit, hold on. Like, did one of these.
Okay, Dolly pries a gum hole, like, here's Johnny, here's Dolly. Alright, so he's now... you're inside the fucking Gummy like a tauntaun. BB's trying to do something.
Look at her. Ignore.
What is she doing? Okay. Our cat's being weird in real life. She's trying to get a crack in the paint that's...
Ignore her.
Okay, fuck. I'm sorry. Alright. Anyway, so you see Dolly kind of like pry her way out of Gummy's side and like point at the plant. Where is everybody? Fuck.
Can I time to get there since I am like still recovering from falling like 30 feet?
I got no one's trauma to
it. You by the 3-6 you took 9 damage from the stairs.
Yeah, I know. I already took that.
Actively dying. Like we're actively getting our ass kicked right now.
Alright, the human is now very close to you.
I'm just gonna hide under the nosing of the stairs.
Okay.
I'm going where Gummy's going.
Okay. Where is Gummy going? Oh,
I wanted to try and roll and try and get to the underneath of a chair.
Okay. And
stick myself to the bottom of a chair.
Nearest chair to you is going to be in the kitchen.
I'm going to the kitchen.
No, it's to your left.
I'm going to the kitchen.
All right, you're in the kitchen, and immediately once in the kitchen, you see a guard posted by that doorway.
Guard? What does this guard look like?
Where's Saren? Saren goes where Gummy goes.
Are you going to the kitchen?
Yes.
Yes.
And Keith...
Gummy goes where Saren goes and Saren goes
where Keith, you're going behind. You're being left behind on purpose.
I'm still trying to keep up.
Okay, so you're going to run after them to the kitchen?
Yeah.
All right.
I just didn't want to get stepped on, so I was hiding beneath the stair.
Keith, do you run with all fours?
I think only if it's, like, rough terrain.
That's fair. That would make sense, yeah. All right. So anyway, once you get into the kitchen, you are stopped by a guard. And the guard looks to be an out-of-season nutcracker, except he's been custom-painted over to just look kind of like a small child got hold of him. He's got pink glitter on him. He's got bows on his head.
Pink?
Pink, yeah.
The Barbie from the end of Toy Story
2. It's like when the kid got a hold of Buzz and put him in a dress. It's like that. Mrs. Right. Nesbitt.
Yeah, Mrs. Nesbitt.
I'm gonna walk over and be like,
"Hey."
You're gonna be like, "What?"
Hello.
You're peeking so bad.
Hello.
You're not. You're still peeking your mic, bud.
No, just say the words.
Speak normal, please.
You're it's not Eric. Making noise, Eric.
You're peeking your mic, bud. You're not making noise. Eric, please.
Oh my god.
Just hello? Fucking normal talk. Yo,
that
hi.
One worked. That one got through.
Who goes there? Just one dude. Just one guy. I see several people behind you. No, you don't. I see two others. I see a monkey, and I see a tooth fairy. Nuh-uh.
How do you know I'm a tooth fairy, huh? You're just making that assumption.
Can I try and break free of the gummy enclosure, please?
roll a strength check.
I just open a little gap, and you just see her face.
Oh, it's horrifying.
What the fuck is that?
I close my gap. What are you talking about?
He's gonna roll what check?
Strength check I've gotten.
Okay, with a 16, Gummy, what's your AC?
Uh oh. 13.
Alright, Dolly breaks free. Dolly climbs out and flops to the floor all sticky and wet and gross.
Why would you fucking say that? What is your fucking problem, Gavin? Like, actually, funny. What is your fucking problem?
Alright. What the fuck just happened?
Don't worry about it. Point your shit that way, man.
What the fuck is happening?
Yes! I make a little...
We're just trying to get through.
I make a little version of myself, and It's like a fourth of the size of me.
That.
I can do that.
Why do you have fucking mini gums?
I got mini gum. I got one mini gum, and I'm be like, look at this, and I hold out a hand, forms a smaller version of myself, and he's just bouncing around and doing a little dance.
And I have that.
Can we cut this short?
No, let you through fucking have that.
The guy?
The little guy.
You're not allowed, and I crush him.
Hands. Is that murder?
Nope, it's suicide.
Oh.
What the fuck? Alright, you crush Minigum.
And he just gets reabsorbed.
The nutcracker, he kind of like a tear is in his eye.
Oh, here's another one. I make him a game.
While he's distracted, can I just go past
him? Right, the human is... Human's about to step on Keith. Keith, roll a dex saving throw. Oh,
shit. I'll try to get out of the way of this.
You are frozen, fucker!
3.
Oh, no!
No, my God.
No!
Wait.
I got no warning?
No. 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 Keith, you are dead.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You guys might get fucking TPK'd.
You got TPK'd and you're not even in combat.
Jesus Christ. Alright, Keith, you're dead.
Oh my god! Keith! You were my idol!
The nutcracker says, serves you not right!
I throw the mini gummy at him and he starts biting his face.
Wait. Or would you rather it be like a Starro clone? Like a head crab.
Yes. He can't actually do damage, but he can scare him.
You have an undead slave now.
But he can't do damage.
Okay, well, he's under your control.
What? Wait, the nutcracker?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You just give him that ability?
Yes.
For free, no contest? He doesn't resist?
For free? It just costs an action for me to completely consume someone?
Well, this guy, his willpower is not very strong.
Of course, yeah, I should have realized that.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Alright, I want to use the nutcracker to attack the human.
Alright, the nutcracker swings his long, like a war axe. It's like a giant staff with a... No, not this one.
And while he's attacking the human, I'm just going to tell everybody to run. Just
all right.
Run. Everyone that's alive, run.
All right, Dolly and you.
Wait, and Saren. Dead? Oh,
no.
Oh my god, I was so scared.
Saren, Dolly, and Gummy, you run. You look
my
back. You see
this whole world.
You see the nutcracker. You see him step on the nutcracker. And
he's stepping on everything.
He's 10 years old. However, the nutcracker is fucking gigantic, so he freaks out, and the kid falls to the ground with a giant thud. It's like an earthquake to you guys.
Medium-sized thud, in my opinion.
No, it's a... He's still massive. Causes a bit of an earthquake to you guys. And, yeah.
I want to call back my little guy.
Right, the little guy comes back, the nutcracker is dead, but the kid is knocked over, so he's no longer an active threat.
Okay, we need to get the fuck out of here. We need to get out of this house. This house is a danger.
Alright, what time is it? Jesus. We haven't even been going that long. Alright, you get through the kitchen to these ginormous glass sliding doors, and you see that one is just barely cracked open. With a good enough strength check, you could crack it enough to pass through.
Oh. We lost our strong guy.
We could all try and do it together. I don't know how
that works. Yeah, we can work together.
What are our classes now?
Mine.
You have a bard, a warlock, and Saren, whatever you are. Two bards and a warlock.
What? Sorcerer.
This isn't good.
Alright, you're a sorcerer. I forgot.
This isn't good. Can I charisma the door open?
No.
Okay. I had to try.
Alright. So if you would want to roll a strength check, it would be just a d20 and then two advantages. For whoever has the strongest strength out of all you guys.
I have nine strength.
I have a plus one.
I have a minus one.
All right, Gummy. Roll strength with two advantages.
Two
double
advantage?
Because you're rolling for Dolly and Saren.
19.
Is that your strongest of the three?
18. 20.
Nat 20?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, luckily that does crack the door open enough for you three to pass through. Not in that order. No. Oh. Yeah, true. Alright. You make it through.
That's
cool. And now you are horrified at what is in front of you.
Oh,
a massive,
no.
Unending forest of green.
Out of the pot, into the fire.
Out of the pan, not pot. What the fuck?
We were in a pot for sure. We were getting boiled to death.
And I think we are going to now take a little break in the recording so we can all freshen up and see what is going to happen next. So, yeah. I'm not actually going to stop the recording this time, but... break time.
Chef.